Well, good morning, church. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Real quick, before we jump into that, if you're a kindergartner or a first grader who would normally be spared from the sermon, I'm going to give you a chance to yell at me on the count of three, okay? And if some of you older people jump in on it, that's on you, okay? Because I want us to be aware, today's different, and I know it's hard, so I just want to give you an opening to be as loud as you can possibly be, okay? You got it? One, two, three. Get it out. Get it all out. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so, because we know we're all in here together, I don't know if you felt it, but it's been pretty loud in here the whole time. That's a great thing, right? That's energy and excitement, and I'm going to try to be quick. Last Sunday, got in the truck, was driving my daughter Reese to lunch. Normally get a little bit of a sermon review, whether I ask for it or not. And she just quietly said to me, "You know, Dad, you can keep people's attention if you just preach shorter." So I'm going to try to live that out at least 1 week, okay? So I want us to read a passage together. Sorry, Reese, you said you wanted to make it in a sermon, and I don't think that's how you wanted to make it. Okay, this is a really familiar passage to a lot of us, okay? But I want us to read it together, and then I just want us to focus on three ideas that come from it, and then we'll go ahead and have a special time of prayer. But Matthew chapter 5, Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." These are declarative statements. This is Jesus telling us not who we wish we could be, not who we'll be someday, but Jesus is telling you right now, this is your identity. God has already told you who you are. Don't let anyone else define you. Now, I know that's not a brand new idea, but I think it's an idea that we need to hold on to. All of us in this room, and especially those of you who are getting ready to go back to school, there's a lot of pressure when you get back to school. There's a lot of friends. There's a lot of people who aren't your friends. There's some people you wish were your friends. There's some people you wish you could uninvite from being your friend. I'm just being honest. Trying to move quick here. There are all kinds of people in our lives who are more than willing to try to tell you who you're supposed to be. And I want you to hear this morning, God's the only one who gets to tell you who you really are. Okay, now, what does God tell us? Well, that you're meant to be different, so don't be like everyone else. You're meant to stand out. Now, I don't mean you're meant to be annoying. I don't mean you're meant to try to take up all the oxygen in the room and all the attention and all the focus. I mean, you're supposed to stand out in how patient you are with people who annoy you. That you're supposed to stand out with how forgiving you are when people make mistakes and they ask for another chance and you find a way to try to actually give them another chance. You should stand out in the way that you respect people. Whether they're acting in ways that you want them to or not, that you try to show them that you care about them the way God cares about all of us. We are men, all of us. Doesn't matter how old we are. Doesn't matter if you're going back to school. Doesn't matter if you're thankful somebody else is finally going back to school. We're meant to stand out. Another way to say it is we're meant to be weird, but for the right reasons. We're not supposed to stand out in how judgmental we are. We're not supposed to stand out in how much we act like we have it all figured out and everybody else just needs to catch up and agree with us. We're supposed to be different. And if we are just like everyone else, something's missing in our lives as followers of Jesus. Because this world, it's not the way God wants it to be. The way people treat each other, it's not the way God wants us to treat each other. We should be different. And finally, you're meant to be a leader, so don't follow everyone else. You are a light in a dark world. You're supposed to be someone who can show other people what life is all about. It's not about getting ahead. It's not about getting your way. It's not about proving that you're right. It's about being a good, faithful friend in a world that doesn't value that nearly enough. To be there for people when they need it the most. To be in someone's corner when nobody else is there. I'm looking at some of you right now. I know the kinds of students you are. I know that there are times when it feels like a whole room has turned on someone and you have the courage to say, we're not going to treat them that way. Back off. We need to find the courage to be there for people. We need to find a way to do it that doesn't start a fight. But we need to find a way to stand up, to include, to embrace, to find a way to make sure that everybody in our class or at our table knows that even if nobody else really likes them, that we do. Because God's called us to be those kinds of people. You are salt. You are light. Live like it. Live like it. Okay, was that quick enough, Reese? You're not even paying attention now. You're riding home with me. Okay. We're going to pray now. So I'm going to invite Liam and Scarlett to join me on stage, wherever you guys are. Liam, Scarlett, here we go. Okay, so as we do every year, we have students who pray over the grown-ups in the room, whether you're a teacher or a coach or support staff, or whether you're a parent or a grandparent or someone who takes care of a child, raising a child, and you're sending them back to school. If you're a grown-up, in a moment, I'm going to ask you, if you're involved in someone's life at all that goes to school, I'm going to ask you to stand up, right? So get ready and get over feeling a little awkward. You can do this, okay? We need to invite God into the everyday challenges of our lives. And we need to be people of prayer. And I don't know that I'm blessed in a greater way than when a child prays over me. Right? The kingdom belongs to those kinds of hearts. So, if you're an adult and you're responsible for a child in any way, I want you to stand so that we can pray over you. Go ahead. You ready? Who goes first? Do you know? Okay. You're going to go first? Okay.
You go first.
Okay. Scarlett, you got it? Let's pray.
Dear God, thank you for all of our teachers, and thank you for all our schools, and thank you for our teachers to work for us, teachers.